Kilo November 4 Whiskey Quebec back. How about a KM 4 VWA?
What are you doing on here, W4NGU?
I'm going to call Wilder to see. I got my little antenna hooked on this metal grate out in the backyard, and I was just curious whether I was getting out all right.
You're getting out just fine, and if Phil would take a breath between triggers on that microphone, I could get in. KN4BWA there, Flash.
Steve. Steve number two.
Hey, Steve. Now you need to get on the air some, bud. We need to get you going on that thing. Hey, Phil, he's using a Anytone that will do worldwide DMR and 2 meter.
Took that thing over.
Come to a meeting, we would.
Man, I went to your meeting and no one even wanted to think about it, so what do you think of that?
Well, we don't talk about DMR every time. My goodness. It's not a total dedication to DMR. It's everything. You got to get in there and catch it when it's doing it. Plus, you learn all kinds of other stuff there, Steve.
I need to do this thing in the afternoon, not at late at night.
Hey, Phil. Steve shuts down at about 9 o'clock. Matter of fact, about 8:30. If it's 8:30 or 9 o'clock, his eyes are going shut.
What happens after 9 o'clock?
How many guys did you buy that tower yesterday?
Look at it.
I need to find you a tower. Put it up there in the backyard.
Cold day. A real cold day.
You got your ways in that neighborhood, or?
No one's got one, I'll tell you that.
Just talk him into it there, Bill.
Get a hold of a copy of it and see what it allows.
Copy of a copy of a copy. And even after I looked at the copy, I still didn't know what you could do.
We'll have a Greer Club meeting Monday, not this coming Monday, but the following Monday. Why don't you come on to that meeting and bring that copy with you, or rather that copy of a copy of a copy, and we'll look at it and see, we'll figure out what you can do.
There's a lawyer, so we'll give you a bunch of opinions.
Oh, please don't say that, Phil. I just love lawyers. Hey, Steve. You know, I made my first overseas contact yesterday. I talked to Ireland, Northern Ireland, yesterday.
Now that is just amazing, my friend. You're being finding all kind of people to talk to now.
Well, my rig is working for a change. It's just working real good. And I'll tell you what, I talked to a guy in Pacific City, Vancouver, British Columbia, Friday afternoon, and I also talked to a guy in Thibodaux, Louisiana, Friday evening. So, and you know what? He sounded just like that Coach Ogeron, whatever his name is, from LSU Tigers, sounded just like him.
Maybe that was him.
Hey, Phil, both of y'all, did you know the guy that's on Last Man Standing, Tim Allen, is a big ham?
Oh, yeah, that's well known.
Now, what time he gets on in the afternoon and see if I can't hit Studio City, California.
Nice, you could do that easy.
I know that because I heard one of the guys talking on here the other day that said that when he was watching Last Man Standing, one of the episodes, they have Tim Allen's rig set up in the background, and he said, lo and behold, there was his call sign on the computer screen.
N4DJC.
Go ahead, contact.
Tim's not on the air very much at all, but the rest of the cat, I mean, a lot of the 15 members of that company, production company, that are hams, they usually get on Tuesday nights, I think, after they record the show on Tuesday for, you know, the Thursday run. They usually on Tuesday nights, and you can check, they've got a Facebook page, I think, too, that's got the call sign on there, but he's not on there that often, but a lot of the other folks are, and the kid that plays his grandson got his license, I think, last year in 4DJC.
What is his only station?
You know, I don't know. It's been years ago, but I have talked, Ham Nation has their podcast. I have talked to Bob Heil and Joe Walsh. It's been years and years ago. But they're on pretty often. When Joe's not touring, he's got a nice station out in Arizona, I think.
Heck, who was the first guy you said besides Joe Walsh?
Bob Heil, the guy that does the Heil microphones, he's got a long history in the sound production and that sort of thing he did a lot of sound work for rock groups back in the 60s and 70s, even before then. He used to do a lot of the stuff for the Eagles, and also for Peter Frampton. He helped develop that voice. I forget what they call it now, but anyway, he helped develop that thing for Frampton that did the D-Phil album and that sort of thing. And so he's been in that end of business for a very, very long time.
Well, we just learned something.
Got a good Heil microphone set. That's about as good as you can buy.
Steve. QQ, are you still in there? Phil.
I'm passing Crooked Creek Subdivision, and there's a bunch of cops out in a field, just like the same scenario I described for you the other day.
Not the similar situation. Yeah, they got any tarps and tents out there?
Might be, who knows? Who knows? I finally changed my game plan. I took it to the Cub Cadet dealer in Spartanburg on Cannon's Campground Road, so I'm just about back home. Those boys didn't want to wait up on me up there in Hendersonville, and I was just going to be about 7 minutes late, but it's Saturday, and they wanted to blow out of there.
Well, you know what that means to me? It means they got lots of good business, and they don't need any extra, so they don't need mine.
Not closer anyway, so I just brought it over here.
Well, good. Now, what was that other station's call sign? Are you still in there?
10-4-DJC, November 4, Delta Juliet, Charlie. Handle it, Jerry. I've been under the weather the past 3 or 4 days a little bit, and my voice didn't sound so good, and I really haven't been on the radio much until yesterday. Had some congestion, sinus issues, and that sort of thing. When you get old, you have to watch that sort of stuff. That's what I've been doing.
A lot of times during December, I get bronchitis and all kind of crap, and I didn't get it this year. I've been really trying to watch out for it.
Get off the radio, Phil. We're going to catch the coronavirus off of him.
I haven't had a corona in a long time, so I guess I probably don't have it.
You reckon a corona is a cure for coronavirus? A lot of people out there that would believe that.
I saw a thing on Facebook this week. A guy was sitting in front of cases and cases of corona, and he called into work, and he said, "I can't come in. I got the coronavirus."
That's not bad. I saw that, too. But I was just thinking about years ago, some of the guys, I guess they were ex-Army Signal Corps guys, they used to call, I don't know what the deal was, and I don't remember what the exact reason behind it was. Let me drop that, make sure I'm not doubling. But they used to always get on the radio 2 meters and say, "Well, let's go have us a call 807. And I think that's what they used. It's been 40 years ago, and I had heard that term in years, but I thought about that when I saw that deal about the coronavirus. But, man, I'm too well to go into work.
Named Bob Jones, that was a ham and Greer, owned a moving company, and he didn't mind if we kidded him. He was blind from diabetes, and he came to one of the Greer Club meetings, and we had put a 807 tube in the freezer and got it real cold, and we said, Bob, you want a cold 807? He said, yeah, man, and we put that tube in his hand, and he had a bigger laugh than we did.
Guys, I gotta drop out for a minute. I gotta make a phone call here. I'll be back in just a few minutes.
Wife called him.
I haven't heard that 807 term in years, but used to hear it all the time. There was some deal about, I don't know whether anyone stayed on over there or what the deal was, but we had a couple of guys that have been licensed since the 30s, I guess, because one of them was telling me about how happy he was when he was able to get back on the air after World War II. And he was he'd been a long, long time ham. And I don't know how long he'd been licensed, but his son had his call. They had a W-4 call. And I think it was W-4 UMW. And he had a friend of his in the same. I was living in Rock Hill, and he had a friend of his that was license about the same time, I guess, because his call was W-4 UMU, and I thought that was really interesting. But they've been dealing with civil defense stuff for years and years and years and years, and they helped start that K4YTZ club up there, because it's been around since the 40s, I guess.
I don't know when the Greer Club started. I know it goes way back, but what's the date? Is this February yet?
As far as groundhogs do.
Licensed as an infant. I've been licensed 50 years now.
Well, a lot earlier, had I had somebody around that would help me out. I didn't get involved in it until sometime about probably in 75 or 76, and I hadn't been out of college long, and I was working night shifts and that sort of thing, and I didn't really devote the time to it. But I got interested in shortwave listening around 76 or 77, I guess. And then I moved, I was living in Columbus, Georgia then, and I moved up to Virginia for a while, and I moved down to Rock Hill, back down to Rock Hill in the 78, and had a good friend of mine. I worked for Springs Industries at that time, and had a good friend of mine worked for Springs that was a ham. And I was talking to him about listening to shortwave. He said, we got to get your license. And then I got interested in it, got those AWOL tapes about listening to the world thing. It had a couple of cassette tapes in it. And I started listening to the code and took the novice exam back in those days. And I know, of course, you remember when you had to have the WN or KN calls. I know if you've been licensed that long, but the novice wasn't a limited thing then, and I had to send and receive the code. And the extra that was doing the code, to copy the code and send me the code, copy my code and send me, he said, you're sending code about 13 words per minute. I said, yep. Because those were those tapes did back in, they sent it at 5 words per minute. The letters were sent at 13 words per minute. And so I got to a point where I could hear, I just listened for that sound, I guess. And for some reason, the other register with me, the other tapes I tried were just, they were just so slow. I couldn't get that little sound bite thing, and that helped me really well. I passed the tech. About 4 months later, I had to go to the SCC in Atlanta to take the tech exam, written exam, and then I came back to Greenville Tech about maybe a couple months later and took the code at Greenville Tech. And I knew I was well prepared for it, because I never got on the phone. I was always on CW anyway back in those days. And I went in there, I took the test, and guy said, you didn't pass the test. I said, what? How in the world can that happen? Because I knew I got every one of the answers. I was standing outside the door, and somebody came back and said, you know, all you guys that took the test that think you failed said the guy was using the wrong key for the answers. Some guys already left, and realized they passed. And I did 100%, passed it, and then if I hadn't been standing around, I thought I'd failed the exam.
And I got mine when I was younger. It's code's a lot easier at that point. But well, that's a good story, brother. I went through the back when you had to pass the code as well. When the guy gave me my novice, he said, "I'm gonna leave you in here. You just practice a little bit, make a few on the air contacts, and I'll come in after a while when you're not nervous, and we'll give you your test." And I said, "Okay." Tends to drop out when I turn the motor off. The voltage goes down. Anyway, he said, you passed. I heard you make a couple of contacts on the air with my license, and you're doing fine. So he gave me credit for the 5 words a minute. Listen, I need to unload the trailer. I need to run. Good to talk with you, Jerry, and maybe Steve will be back in here in a few minutes. W4NGU.
W4NGU, N4DJC. I'll talk to you a little bit later. Good talk with you. Good to hear stories like that. It is a lot different. Yeah, we all look back and reflect on stuff like that and think it was better then, but I really enjoyed it back in those days. But you have a good afternoon then. I think that name's correct. And we'll talk to you later.
You, try to stay out of trouble, boy. Try to call me when you get back from unloading there. And Jerry, I'm back. KN4 BWA.
Tell me, I didn't listen much last night. I was in Greenville, had to keep my grandkids yesterday afternoon, but evidently the tower situation got straightened out pretty well. Is everything going to plan?
He showed the A-team. One old Hannibal used to say, I love it when a plan comes together. I couldn't have asked for this thing to have worked any closer to the way I had envisioned it. It just worked out perfect. And I've already made my first European contact into Northern Ireland. And I'm talking to the West Coast like it was next door. Oh, that rotatable dipole, it's a beauty.
That I'd heard of one before. I don't think I'd ever talked to anybody that had one operating with it. But I can always tell when the tempo propagation for 2 meters and 432s opens up in the morning, because I can usually hear the, I live about 2 miles from the interstate, and I can usually hear the trucks on the interstate when the tempo starts opening up a little bit. And this morning it was wide open this morning on 2 meters, and I just wish I'd had a sideband rig this morning, because I know there's some guys some of the stuff was opening up. But that's good news, though. And tell you, when you can actually make some contacts and get some of that under your belt and keep working on it, it just gets better and better, especially if you got a good location. I'd have to put up probably 80 or 90 foot tower to get above the vegetation and stuff here for HF, unless I try to vertical again. I'm not up to starting something like that at my age right now, so. But if I was in a better location, I'd put up a tower a long time ago, I guess. But it's just, I'm basically on the lake. I'm about 650 feet or something like that. So I'm just about at lake level. But glad it worked out. And it usually does when you get enough people in there give you good advice and that sort of thing. There's a lot of good advice on this repeater. I know that a lot of guys really know this stuff. Did I drop out or something?
No, I'm not liking this microphone of mine. It's got an up and a down on the top of the microphone, and I need to figure out how to lock it, because I accidentally shifted off to another repeater.
Well, it's got nothing on the top. It's all the buttons on the front of the mic on this one, and you can program them, and which I like. And so it takes me a little while to get used to one, but I got two Kenwood rigs. I got a This is a D710 that's got the APRS dual band, that sort of thing. I got a small one that's a dual band. The mic commands are so similar, I can change radios, not worry too much about getting them confused, but this one doesn't have up and down. Otherwise, ain't no telling who I'd be talking to.
As a matter of fact, I've got a Kenwood VM71A. It'll do crossband, and that is sweet, the crossband, because I can go out onto my property, and I got a couple of real cheap Baofengs, and I just crossband into my truck, and then that out to the repeater, so I can talk from just about anywhere on my property. I got about 8 acres that, you know, I can talk anywhere I want to and still get out, and shoot, if I run over it with a golf cart, or if I drop it in the water in the lake, hey, I ain't lost but about $35.
I got a 71A as well, and I've got it, I've got it set up for crossband repeat on 440 machine, but the problem is that 440 machine is linked into other repeaters, and I don't use it, you know, very often at all, because I have to ID. Because of CWID, you know, you got a CWID, everything, it just, you know, just jumbles everything up. But I don't have a 440 handheld. I've got a 2 meter. I had a 440 handheld. I set it up, you know, set this one up. This is 710. I got it upstairs in the room. I've actually just got it on a portable beam. And, but I might set it up at some point, you know, when I decide to get another dual band handheld. I had decided when we'll go that route or not. But I did like it when I had to. I have a D-74, I could set it on extra low power and I could do about anything I wanted to with it, but it's just a big heavy radio, and I've got a little Kenwood 2 meter handheld now that I use when I'm out and about, and it works fine, but you know, it's only a 2 meter rig, so I can't get it crossband into this machine.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Listen, go online and get you. Matter of fact, at Walmart, you can get online 2 Baofengs, 8 watt, that are 2 meter 440, and you can get them for $54 with tax, I believe it is. I mean, they're cheap. And, you know, if you have an accident with one, oh well. So, yeah, that's what I do. And, it just works good. For what they are, they really do perform.
Yeah, I probably have to do that. I've got Windows software. I run a Mac, but I got Windows 10 on my Mac that I run parallel, so I can run the Windows software. I think you have to do it, set those things up. Maybe it's just the DMR stuff, but I thought very serious about doing that because they're cheap enough. You could, you know, if you lose one, you ain't lost anything. But I'll probably get a little more involved in that later on, maybe when the weather warms up a little bit, because I'm gonna try my best to get an antenna up outside if I had decided exactly how I'm gonna do it yet. I'm gonna set up one of them, at least it's got, I'm gonna set it up at a fixed elevation of about 40 degrees or so to get it above the rising there, and then use it, see if I can't get me just a TV rotator to get the, you know, to help me follow satellites, because that's what I've been working on I've really just got started back into this back in May. And actually, since about July, August, I've been working on satellite stuff, trying to get everything rigged up for that. It's been kind of touch and go, because I really need to be outside, but it's been too damn cold most days for me to get out. And a lot of it's at night, too, and I'd like to get something set up outside.
Yep, I know what you mean. Well, listen, I've destinated here at the Lowe's in Greer, and I got to go in and buy some stuff to work on my building. So I'm going to jump off here. You take it easy. 73s, bud. I enjoyed talking to you, and maybe we'll catch you back on there pretty soon. It's KN4 VWA. I'll be clear after your final, big guy.
Okay, Steve, have a good afternoon. At least the sun's out and it's not raining. KN4 VWA, N4 DJC clear.